And so it is, dear friends, dear Shambhra, that we gather together again in our sacred energy with family and friends and ones who are dearly loved. We have much to speak of today. We have many things to cover, but we love to remark to you how we see the energies change so much here when you open your heart, when you allow us to come into this space with you. We have done this together now as a family and as a group many, many times together. You are getting used to allowing this flow to come in. It is so easy for us now to come through the door to visit you. We do not need all sorts of special fancy passwords. We do not have to beg you anymore. We do not have to assure you so much that what you are feeling within your being, what you are experiencing all around you, and the knowingnesses that you are coming to, all in this language of are real. Are real. That doubt that has been with you, haunting you, is leaving, dear friends. Oh, there are still traces and residues of this. But that doubt that you could sit with family and Shambhra in a space like this and feel God within you, that doubt is slowly going away. 5 years ago of time, it would have been difficult for you to truly accept the actual essence and the presence of spirit and your own divinity and angels from the other side of the veil could be sitting with you now, be present in this space. But you have learned well to breathe all of this in. Breathing, there is no intellect involved here. It simply is. You have learned to breathe your own divinity within you. You have learned, as your divinity comes in, you have learned to hold it. Precious energy that belongs to you. You've learned, dear friends, to breathe this divinity in, and as it comes in from within you, then you are aware of all the other energies that come with it. You are aware of I, Tobias. You are aware of the visitors that we have each session like this. You are aware of all of the potential of spirit, your own awareness of your own God self and divinity. It comes first. It comes first. All of the other awarenesses and understandings come after that. My, how you have learned this well. We have all learned this well. We have all sought other masters. We have all sought other gurus. Oh, in my days, which I like speaking about, in my days we followed masters. We followed prophets. We followed other entities even. Even as humans do today, but this group, Shambhra, the ones who have taken the long road, the lonely road at times, and the quiet road, you have learned so well. There is only one master, and I, Tobias, am looking at it right now. That master is you. As you follow your own knowingnesses and your own divinity, then you see the grander picture. You see the angels. You see the other entities. You see truth. And you hear things that you have never heard before. You have learned well, so well, not to follow something from the outside. That is why we love you so much. That is why this room fills today. We have many, many, many visitors today with us. The energy of this room warms up, partly for Kalundra, so he can not be so chilly up there. But it warms up for all of you as the entities come flooding in. We will introduce them in a moment. But before we do, we ask something simple of you. And we ask you to do this with no agenda. We ask you to help set the energy of this space on this day. Dear friends, so many of you know what we're going to say. Stand up, breathe, and hug those around you. This will help bring in all of the energies. Stand up, breathe, and hug those around you without agenda. Now, dear friends, it is funny when we begin, Kaodra is always worried about what we are going to do. And when he knew that this moment was coming, he said, "No, Tobias, you will lose them here and now. You have broken this wonderful energy that you have started, but we know better. We know, Chambra. We know that instead you have intensified the energy. You have taken, how to say, the tension out of the air so we can truly work with you today in Lesson 8. So we could truly work with you in the energy of this lesson. That is what is important here. More than all of the other lessons we have worked together on with you. It is the energy of this lesson. It is a simple lesson that we will speak of. There will be no homework with it. There will be no challenges with this lesson. It simply is. It is one we have been looking forward to for quite some time. Indeed, there are understandings that go with it, but it is an energy. It is a morsel for you to feel and to sense and to own on this day. But before we get into the actual discussions of this day, let us introduce those who are the guests. And you will understand later why they come in today, why it is so important. Indeed, as so many of you feel, the energy of Metatron is here. Oh, indeed. This energy is so important right now. It is part of what we are all doing together. For as the grids of Earth are changed, in response to your consciousness, the veil is reduced. There is a magnetic influence that comes both from Earth you call Gaia, and there is a corresponding electromagnetic grid that surrounds your planet, and there is even a broader grid that surrounds, your place in space. It is not specifically related to your solar system, but there is an energetic grid that encompasses a wide, wide area of your planets and your sun, and even past that. Metatron comes in closer. He has not been able to do this in all of the history of humankind. He comes in closer now, and is in direct response to you understanding and becoming aware of your divinity and of your ability to hold it. In our first gathering, when Metatron came in, we had to have many energetic filters, for the energy is so strong and it would have overwhelmed you. But even now, just a few months of your Earth time later, we do not need nearly the amount of energetic wiring. Metatron can come and go quite easily. Metatron can sit next to you now. Metatron can convey his energy and his love to you quite easily. So indeed, you will feel this energy coming closer and closer, closer and closer to you. What it should really be saying to you, more than anything, that you are holding your divinity. Perhaps you still do not understand it in your human mind. Perhaps you still struggle. What is this thing of divinity? But dear friends, we can see with you, with Shambra all across the world, that you are beginning to hold it. That level of doubt is going away. You are still having many challenges, for you are going through a very challenging time in the history of your soul, in the history of the omniverse, in the history of all that is. You look back someday and you will understand what we speak. You are going through a most challenging time, but yet, you are moving forward. That is what we love about you. Love about Shambra so much, that you continue to expand and to grow. When there are times, we know, when you feel like it is important to sit at the sidelines for a moment, but then you are right back into the evolution of all that is, helping to journey forth. That is why Metatron comes closer and closer, closer and closer to you. Metatron is you, dear friends. You are part of that energy, of that energetic family or group that makes up Metatron. It is not really a he. It is not an individual. It is a consciousness of God. It is a consciousness of love. We will talk more about that. There are also those from the Crimson Council who come in today. This is the family that, when you leave that human body thing of yours, when you come back on the other side of the veil, this is like a home away from home for you. When you come back and you go through the initial adjusting period, which generally, is 3 days of your time, but this varies. When you reunite with those who you had known in that lifetime, that most immediate lifetime of yours, and you hug your grandmother, and you hug that dog that you loved so much as a child, And you realize that all things are all right. And you realize that there is purpose and meaning and flow in spirit. Oh, when you take that deep breath when you get back to the other side here, then generally you return to the energetic family of the Crimson. You return to this group that you have spent so much time with, this group that has been working with the understandings of the energy of teaching. You return to those who you have known since nearly the beginning of your time, that you have worked with in helping to create this universe and this beautiful place called Earth. So those who are of the Crimson Council, the representatives for that, and know there is not so much a hierarchy. When you return here and you come back and sit with us, dear friends, oh, there is not this hierarchy that you must go through, unless you want to. No, you sit at the table with us. We sit as equals, and we are amazed, and we are in awe of what you have recently done on Earth. Yes, when you come back to our side, and we sit with you for a long time asking questions like, what did it feel like? What was that feeling of fear? What was that feeling of joy? What caused you to make a certain decision at this certain time? Oh, we are intrigued about the stories that you have. We sit around and talk of this for quite some time, but energies of the Crimson Council are here on this day. This is an important and noteworthy day. Indeed it is. This is, how to say, a turning point, a shifting point. And it is not what you think, but it is a turning and shifting point. And then our very special guests on this day that come in, oh, they bring in the energy of excitement. Perhaps you could feel it even before you sat in your chair. Perhaps you can feel the giggling and hear the laughters and feel the excitement of this group of visitors that come in on this day. For there is something they want to learn from you now. There is an energy that they want to connect with you on now. There is a group, a large group, of souls who are preparing to come into Earth in these next 4 to 5 months of time. Oh, they are in their final preparation stages for coming back to Earth. And they come in today. They want to observe a group of humans who is at the leading edge of this work of divine integration. They want to observe a group who has walked through the doorway of ascension, because they know they will be doing this soon also. There are indeed Elder asks us to put a specific number on these children that come in on this day. And we tell you there are, it is difficult for you to understand, but there are thousands that are here. But in a way, their energy is combined together, so it does not feel like a thousand and a thousand. It's difficult to explain at times, but these children, soon-to-be children, come in today to watch and observe. No, they are not gawking. They are in awe. They know that they will be following a path similar to yours quite soon. Some of these soon-to-be human children, see, they are already adopting the energy of the human child. Even though they are old and wise souls, they come in like children now because they are in their preparation for coming back to Earth. why there is such an innocence. That is why there is so much laughter and silliness with them as they come in here. Dear friends, some of them, for those who are in this immediate space and those who are connecting in other ways, to your internet, to your words that come after, some of these are ones that you knew that were your teachers in this very lifetime. Indeed, ones who were grandparents for you. Ones who were special friends you lost at an early age, but you have stayed connected with at other levels. The ones who come in today and sit in this classroom, there are several that you have known in previous lives. But there are so many that are preparing to come back that you have known in this very lifetime that you are in now. They come in here to understand the journey and the path and come here to be with the ones, in their words, are the trailblazers. Many of you here will be their teachers. So they come to sit next to you. So we have quite the crowd here today. The energy of Metatron, the energy of the Crimson Council, the energy of the new children. They come today to learn about the new balance. They come today to learn about the releasing of duality. Like you, they have spent many, many lifetimes coming to Earth, taking on this intensified duality, learning to play the game on both sides. They come in today to watch a group of humans that is releasing duality and releasing agenda. We know in our last lesson with you, no agenda. A difficult and challenging lesson. For some of you, so challenging that you heard the words and you put these down and you said, the time is not right for me. I do not understand the concept, so I will not think about it for the time being. And that was wonderful because even just the energy that you connected with in that lesson was enough to begin an internal process that is helping you to release agenda. Our last lesson, difficult one indeed, a difficult one for you to teach to others at some point. They, like you, will not quite understand what agenda is, and they will have to go within their being to come to greater understanding. Dear friends, the ones you teach about agenda, they too may put the book down at the time and walk away from you saying, this is not right for me. I do not so much understand this teacher and what they are asking of me. We know that many of you had that reaction, but it was a key lesson to understanding what we are going to talk about today. And what we are going to talk about today is a beautiful, a wonderful, and joyful thing. Now, before we proceed, it is important here to talk for a moment of where you are, where your world is, what things will be coming your way, how we see it from our side. As we said, you are going through a very challenging period right now. You are learning to integrate your own divinity. You are learning to release the ways of the old energy, but you are learning to release them with honor. not to throw them out with the trash, but to understand the ways of the ways of the old energy brought you here. Even the ways of what you would call your new age. Oh, we know some of you have even called us crazy when we have asked you to release many of the new age things, the crystals, the prayers, the meditations, the aliens. We know it has been like a comfort, like a comfortable blanket for you. We know that it has helped you to identify within yourself of who you are. We have challenged you to release these things, for indeed, they too have been agendas. They too have been like boulders in the river. We know many who have run past the other way when they have heard some of these words. But they do not want to give up these things. They do not want to give up these things that are wonderful in a way, but distractions in another way. By releasing these things, you are releasing your agendas. By releasing them, you are forced to look within yourself. How difficult to do. It is much more fun to look at someone else's astrological chart than to look at yourself. It is much more pleasurable, dear friends, to sit in a meditation where you clear your mind and focus on one thing, then you have to use the language of awe in all of the senses to help connect with who you are. These things are challenging, we know, but again, that is why we love you so much, because you have learned to set these things down gently on the bookshelf. You have learned, dear friends, to continue moving forth into the new energy, to release the things of the old energy. This has allowed you, through the many challenging experiences you've had over these past few years, but it has allowed you to truly begin making that divine internal connection, and that is what it is all about. That is what you asked us to come here to talk to you about each time. Dear Spirit, dear Tobias and all that is, come and talk to us about how to make that divine connection while still in human form. Talk to us about how to once again make that connection with the energy of home. That is why we speak these things to you. You as a group, as we mentioned, are beginning to hold your divinity. Beginning to keep it within your being. Oh, that is so important in this. Instead of flashes of energy coming through, instead of getting a hit now and then, you are truly holding it in. What lies ahead for you, for Shamba, in this next period of time? You will continue to have experiences, and indeed, as long as you are in human form and reside in the energy of duality, there will be challenges, but you will begin to have a new level of trust within yourself. Things will start coming together. Things that you have been yearning for will start coming together in strange and mysterious ways, but ways that you have set up. You will begin to understand how you can truly, be your own guide. You do not need a guide that is an angel. You do not need a guide that is a human professing a certain philosophy or a certain feel-good quick scheme. Your soul is your own guide. As you release the energy of duality around you, you will come to new awarenesses, and in those awarenesses, new potentials of what can be. You will come to a new way of creating. And we are not talking here, dear friends, of months or years from now. It is happening now. These changes are already within you. You are already starting to experience these things. This is not a golden promise held out in front of you for you to have at some later time. It is happening to you now. We know so very well how you have gotten tired of the promises that you hear over and over from those who profess to be spiritual leaders and guides. We know you've gotten tired of hearing about tomorrows. That is why we have pushed you hard. That is why you have pushed yourself hard. That is why it is already happening for you and will continue to. What do we see ahead for you and Shamba? A new way of living. A way of living that is already within you and already beginning to take shape. A way that is, in what you would describe in human terms, easier in a way. The more mundane things in life will begin somehow, magically, mysteriously, to take care of themselves. You will not need to put specific energy into the specific details of life. They will take on a life of their own and seem to work for you automatically. And you will know that this is not a miracle. And when others around you want to know how these miracles happen to you, you will chuckle because you will have known how hard you have worked to get to this point. Where there is an alignment and a melding of energy now that comes together in a very divine way. And it is your energy. And it is your God self. It is not some, how to say your word, higher self that you do not even know so well. It is within you. It is you now. What we see for you and for Shamba ahead, a relief of harshness of how life has been, but with it a new wisdom that you have developed to know how to use these new energies. Indeed, for the one who is asking, indeed you will understand, not in your head, but in your spirit, how to bring balance back to your body. That is what is already happening to so many of you. You will also understand when your body goes through shifts and changes, not to fight it. You see what we are saying here? There is a new rebalancing of your body, but you will not be so overly concerned and so anxious when your body goes through adjustments. This is natural, particularly at this time that you are in. Your body needs to go through changes. Honor it. Stop fighting it. If your body needs rest, listen to it and honor it. If your body is purging in ways to what you would call flus and colds, allow it to do that. It needs it now to release much old energy. Each night when you lie down, your physical body is like a factory. It goes to work. It cranks up. The third shift comes in. and many changes occur within you. There is a literal changing of your DNA and sub-DNA. There is a literal sweeping the floors and cleaning house and throwing out the trash, and the trash has to come out somewhere. Sometimes it comes out through your skin. Sometimes it is in your muscles. Sometimes it comes out in all sorts of ways. Kaldra does not want us talking about. But you know what we speak. Allow these things to happen now. We will talk about this more in a moment, these up and down cycles. What is your own earth going through at this time? In a way, if you look at the parallel, it is going through the type of energetic situations that you have gone through over these past 10 and 20 and 30 years. You can look at the energies and the cycles of Earth, and you can see what is happening. If you look into your life in these past years, in other words, there are changes that are going on. Think of what it was like for you 10, 20 years ago. The turbulence, the quest to understand who you are, the quest for identity and meaning, humankind and the consciousness of humankind is at that point now. Think of yourself in your teens, in your early 20s. Think of how life was then. Think of how you kept on trying to go in, looking for answers. Not finding them always. Look at how you deeply, deeply longed for meaning in your life back then. A journey that has brought you to this very place at this very moment. That is what Earth, humankind, is going through now. Many shifts, looking for meaning. And when the consciousness of Earth discovers that those who have held an energy of leadership and authority and trust have misused that, oh, dear ones, there is much anger. There is much feeling of being intruded upon. There is much mistrust. That is what is happening now. Look at your own institutions and your corporations. Look at the churches. We have spoken of this before. The walls come tumbling down. The trust leaves. That is happening in the earth. What we are saying here is there will be chaos around you. There will be turbulence all around you. And it will continue these next few years. It will get very intense at times. When this happens, when you read your headlines or watch your news or see these things happen, remember the turmoil that you went through 10, 20, and 30 years ago in search for your own truth. You will continue to see extremes of duality on your earth at this time. We're not saying here that there will necessarily be grand disasters or events like your September 11th occurring again, but there is always the extreme of duality in a time like this. This on earth is not a time for the middle ground. The energies are playing off of each other very strongly right now. Very strongly. You will be living in a world filled with much growth. Just like you grew so much years and years ago, though in your first awakening. Your earth will be going through much trying to understand the consciousness and the energies around it. In particular, you will see later this summer and into your fall months a build-up of these energies. Cut your headlines for your album to look at later. Put this in your journal as you see the events taking place. And you can write on each one and you can underline it. Duality in extreme. Duality in action. This will be heating up later this year because as the final adjustments of the grids are made on Earth, the extremes come forward. The extremes. The old does not want to change. That is one reason for this. The old does not want to change. And energy has to be created to propel consciousness forward. How is this energy created? It is when there is a friction. It is when there is a battle between the forces of duality. That is why you will see these things. You are wise enough now to understand your world is not coming apart at the seams. You are wise enough now to release that anxiety that you held for so long that perhaps this is the end, the Armageddon. You are wise enough to now understand this is duality playing in extremes, much like children play in extremes at times. They are trying to find the limits. They are testing their own abilities. They are trying to find the boundaries, if there are any. So they play to extremes. That is what is happening on your earth now. That is what you can expect. As we have said before, at the beginning of this series, it is not about you anymore. It is not. It is a world that is evolving and expanding. And from our perspective, we sit here and we see these things happening. It is all a beautiful and wonderful thing. It is all part of a process. There are events that we do not so much enjoy, like September 11th. We are sad because you are sad. We are sad that things went to that extreme, but ultimately, we and you now have the wisdom to understand all of these things are appropriate at the time of change. These changes that will continue intensifying to the end of the year, dear friends, have no agenda about them and you will see what is truly happening and you will see the true wisdom. Now, after the end of this calendar year, after the changes of the grids take place, you will find there is an extraordinarily large number of humans who choose to leave Earth at that point. They have been holders of energy. They have been waiting for the appropriate time. We do not make any predictions of how this will happen for those asking, will this be disease? Will this be war? It will most likely be a combination of events, natural disasters, wars, indeed. Diseases, indeed. It will be a larger number. It will be more intense than what it is right now. There are those who have been holding this energy and know it is time to go. And as they do, they make way for the new ones who come in. They make way for the ones who are like the children in the room today. They also leave because they know with the new energy of the grids, it will be more and more difficult for them to be in their old ways. And sometimes, as you know, sometimes it is easier to leave and to start over and to continue on the path that you are on now. Sometimes it is easier to go come back to our side, to become refreshed and renewed before you come back to Earth. These are the things we see that will be happening in this period of time. But all of the time, dear Shambhara, own your divinity. Hold it within you. Have no agenda. You'll come to new and greater understandings. Now, we ask you all, we will pause here for a moment, we ask you all to breathe deeply, to get comfortable in your seats before we continue. The soon-to-be children who are here, they come in even closer now, they sit all around. They are excited about coming back into human form. Oh, they've had many lifetimes of challenges and difficulties, but they are excited, for there is something new happening. It's not happening tomorrow or a week from now. It is happening at this moment. To help you understand what that is, let us go back. Let us go back to the beginning here. Back to the time when you were at home and in the kingdom. Back to when you were in the first circle, to help you understand the spiritual physics of what we talk of today. In the first circle, as we said recently, at your school, intensive, there was an energy of was. It simply was. That energy of spirit of all of you did not know love, for there was nothing to compare it with. It simply was. That energy was not aware of self. Did not need to be. It simply was. Was an energy that existed and flowed. It was not even an energy of one as you would think of it. For in order to have a one, you would have to have something to compare it with. The energy simply was. Now, as we have talked about in our story of Jack, at some point, something happened, and yes, we will talk of this someday in great detail, that caused this energy of was to want to understand what it was. It wanted to understand all that it could do and all the potentials. And when this happened, when there was the slightest contemplation on the part of spirit, of who spirit was, then the energies became mirrors for each other. There was a type of split. And it would not be what you now call duality. That came later. But there was a mirror image of self. As we have talked about in our stories, this created the king and the queen. They loved each other deeply, but they did not understand what love truly was. They sought to understand this new feeling, this new energy. For in the first circle, it was difficult for them to even understand love. So from this union and from this to-be-discovered love between the king and the queen, which represents all of spirit, this gave birth to you. This gave birth to an energy that would be a part of the king and queen, but yet different and separate. You, the creation of spirit, the new element of spirit, went forth. You went outside of the first circle. That in itself is amazing, for how can you go outside of all that was? How can you go outside of a circle that contained all of the known energy and had the ability to expand itself within that circle? These are all things we will address. All fascinating issues. But you went forth out into the void, and when you did, this created duality. You were split into billions of pieces, brought back together again at a point, but now you had your own unique identity. But in that unique identity, you had also forgotten how to get back home. You were set free outside of the realm of home to go explore and to create. But in order to do so, you took on the original energy of duality. Duality, let us talk about it in terms of that white marble and the black marble. The two forces that work off of each other. Duality was created in your new consciousness to help you understand who you were without having dualism. Dear friends, how would you have discovered who you are? How would you have come to know yourself? There had to be a mirror. There had to be an opposite for you to truly understand. This energy of duality has been with you since you first left home. It has been the tool that you have used and you have owned and become so familiar with to help you see aspects of yourself. Now, you use this energy of duality to create the universe, to go explore. You use it to help you understand the depths of the dark and the height of the light. As you use these energies back and forth, it brought new meaning and new identity to who you were. But they also worked to propel each other. For if you had not had the energy of dark, light would have been static. If you had not had the energy of light, dark would have, gone into an abyss. They worked together. As we've also talked of, as these energies of duality, of the white marble and the black, worked back and forth together, it did indeed at a point slow all things down in your universe. The universe that you had so grandly created. You've always carried these energies of duality with you. They've always been part of who you are. When it came time for what we have called the order of the arc, the earth was created. He came to earth once again, carrying these energies of duality with you. You not only had the energy of duality, the polarity of the plus and the minus, the black and the white, the high and the low, But you also had the veil which brought you to a new level of experience. For now, not only had you forgotten the energy of home, but you had forgotten the energy of home away from home. It provided the opportunity to come to this grand place to take on body, to slow things down so that you could make conscious decisions. You could make conscious choice. All this way to helping to understand who you truly are. Now, these energies of duality have been at work within you all of this time. They have remained polarized. There are times when you are more influenced by what you would call the white marble, and there are times when you are more influenced by the black. This is to give you a depth of experience on both sides. When you move from a predominantly, from a two-thirds light energy, and one-third dark, to a two-thirds dark and one-third light, when you move from one to the other, this helps to give you new understanding and depth. All of these lifetimes of yours and this lifetime, you have used that back and forth of the light and the dark to help propel you forward, to help move your consciousness forward. They have been important elements for you. That is why we say, be careful when you speak of being some light workers. You are all workers. You are divine workers. Be careful, dear friends, when you speak of being warriors of the light, because you are also warriors of the dark. To deny your duality and the energies in both the white and the dark marble, to deny that is to deny part of who you are. You will go into energetic imbalance and you will not be very happy. It is a balance of these elements that is so important and so important right now. You have this intense fear of the darkness, but you have been there. You have played in it. You have gone to the depths of it, even in this lifetime, and certainly in other lifetimes. We spoke to you a month ago about having no agenda. When you have agenda, it energizes one of the elements of duality. And that is fine and wonderful when you are still playing that game of duality. Have agenda all day long, and you will see the effects. You will polarize one end, and that will cause an equal and opposite reaction in the other part of duality. When you place all the emphasis on the light, that also builds the dark, and vice versa. That is why neither polarity, the light or dark, has ever been able to win over the other in the course of all humanity and in the course of the universe and in the course of your own soul. Have an agenda towards one thing, it has an equal and opposite energetic reaction towards the other. No, this is not karma. This is spiritual physics. This is playing. This is having fun. Oh, it would be so boring if there was only light. What would you do? You would have no experience. So when you polarize one marble, it also affects the other. And we talked also before in our previous discussions of this third element, this gray that would move back and forth. That created momentum, that created energy, that created the pendulum effect, or what we now call the swinging back and forth. And all of this pendulum effect, back and forth between the poles of duality, this is appropriate. It is creating a momentum and an energy. All of this time, dear ones, we and you have been on a quest for love. That is what we've been on. Spirit, by herself, does not understand love. That is why you, Spirit, are on this journey. That is why you have taken the elements of duality, the spiritual physics of two, and put them to work so well in your life. You've been on a quest for love, trying to understand, to learn, to feel. And you, Spirit, you, Divine One, have also been learning to understand your own identity. And as you do, as you come to understand your identity of your own divinity, then you begin to understand God. It has been said that you could never figure out God in your head, and indeed that is true. It comes in through your heart, and it comes in after you learn to understand your own divinity. And when this happens, dear Shamba, then home comes to you. As you know, we have told you, you never go home. That was not the purpose of all this. You don't go home. Home comes to you. Why do we speak of all this today? It is because you have come to the point, of great wisdom and understanding. You are learning how to release your agendas around things. When you do, you take that polarity, that energetic pendulum off of the energy of duality that you have had since the beginning. There are no longer the swings back and forth. When the agenda comes off, this creates something new, a new love, dear friends, a new love. When you take agenda off, combined with the grand wisdom that you have gained over lifetimes and lifetimes, now the elements of duality can meld together, each with their own imprint intact in a way, but no longer as opposing forces. They can meld together and create not one, but an energetic, a spiritual quotient of four. That's why we've spoken of four over and over. Duality, the energy of two, it brought you here to help you understand who you are. It was a play tool for you, this white and dark marble. When you release agenda, do not put a spin on either one of those energies. They combine, in a sense, as you could say, they make love with each other. This creates the energy quotient of four. This is the new understanding of love. And this is lesson 8 of this series. The new understanding of love. And in a sense, there is no lesson that goes with this. There's nothing you need to do. It is happening within you. It's not something you have to mentally work on. You do not need to leave this room or leave this page and go do something. You only need to understand that you are coming to a new understanding of love. It is happening and will continue to happen within you. In the past, your understanding of love was somewhat limited. Your understanding of love was part of your quest for love. You would seek out another individual who was compatible and who truly filled the void within you, helped to balance you in ways. And indeed, there were strong emotional feelings in connection with this person. But ultimately, you did not find yourself through them. You only found a partner or a mate to take the journey with. They did not hold any energy of your divinity. Your old understanding of love, very limited, very limited. Oh, you tried so hard to love at times. You told yourself you must love others, you must love what you're doing, but you and we didn't have a clue what love truly was. In the new understanding of love, it goes beyond words. It is not what you think it is. It is the release of duality. It is no agenda. No agenda. Now, those elements of duality that you have always had with you, shed their old energies. Oh, you might feel some of the effects on you physically. Allow this to happen. Do you know there are, in these energies of duality, there were like waves, wavelengths. There were highs and lows. They played off of one another. The lows propelled you to highs. The highs brought you to new insights that could sometimes be called low periods. They worked with each other. It is now about embracing all of that, the highs and the lows, the white marble, the black marble, the positive, the minus. Embrace all of it. Don't focus on just one energy of duality. Embrace all of it. That will give you a new understanding of love. And the love will start within yourself first. Start within yourself first. This love, new love, begins at home with you. Do not feel you need to go out and spread it all over the world right away. That will come. We will talk about that. Nurture it within yourself, much like you would nurture a child. It will start within. You have done so much to avoid the lows and the pains and the darkness and the negative and the bad. But it has all been part of you. It has been part of this grand game, if you call it, or grand experience. Embrace all of it now. Release the agendas about the right and the wrong. Release the agendas about what others need and about what the world needs at this point. Embrace the highs and the lows, because they are all part of the same. That is why we have spoken so adamantly about these drugs of yours. They take away the light and the dark. All of those elements are important. You need the ups and downs. It is just how they are polarized now, how you work them within you. There is a new love that is within you. And it is an understanding. It is and a sense of wisdom, a feeling. It is so difficult for us to put into words, but it is emerging. There is nothing you need to do. That is why today's lesson is so easy, and it is such a turning point. That is the reason why there are so many guests here on this day. You do not need to go home and scratch your head about this. The energy of the new love has been planted in this space. It was already within you. Now it is anchored here. The reason why the soon-to-be children come in today, they want to understand this also. They have a journey in front of them. What they want to see a group of humans is who have come to the point where duality can be released. They want to see a group of humans who has transcended the old energetic ways of duality. They want to see how this new group accepts the dark and the light and the up and the down, accepts all these, no longer struggles trying to get out of the void, no longer tries to cling to the high points, but understands the rhythms of this are all appropriate. And in doing so, there is no energizing of the old elements of duality. It is a new love, but it is nothing like what you thought it would be. It does not have to do with another person, at least at this time. It has to do with your own being and your own soul. It is already happening to you. As we said before, not tomorrow, not the next day. It is already happening. Simply let it be, dear friends. This new understanding of love will continue to flourish and to grow. That is why it is so rewarding for us, so honoring for us today to give this lesson, because there is no lesson. There is simply acknowledgement of where you are. Indeed, there are words for you to look at, to help you understand where it is you are at. But the important thing is you are here. The important thing, more than anything, as agenda is taken off, and there is this melding, there is this new dynamic of what used to be duality, but is now going to this energy of four rather than two. What happens here in a new understanding of love is that home can finally come in. That is what is happening. That is why we are so fascinated. That is why the children to be are so excited. For the first time since all of us left home, home is starting to come in. Home is starting to, in a sense, reawaken, expand forth, come to meet you. This is what we've all been excited about ever since our journey began. We all wondered, where is home? Where is spirit? We all wondered when that time would come, when home would come to get us. And we thought, you thought, home would save you. But it's not like that. There is no saving. Home comes to greet you and to hug you and to thank you for this long journey that has changed the nature of all that is. Was is no longer was. Was is now. Dear friends, when we say that you are never alone on this day. We mean it like never before. For home is finally able to begin coming in, and it comes in through you and through your divinity and your ownership of it. You are never alone. For home is now touching you. And so it is.